You're listening to Daily Paul Radio. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. WGRR Digital.
You're listening to the smooth night sounds of the Liberty Cats. You Hepcats and Swing Kittens, pull up your beanbag, put on your beret, grab that electric pipe, put on that smoking jacket, and put your cat in your lap, because it's time for your daily injection of furry love. Now here's the granddaddies of hip and everything cool, Brian Hagen and Taryn P. Lupo.
And it is time to get cool and get down with the Liberty Cats on this Tuesday edition of the show, appropriately known as the Liberty Cats on Daily Paul Radio. My name is Brian Hagen, and I have brought along with me my dear old friend,
Taryn P. Lupo, and welcome to Tabby Tuesdays.
Oh, Tabby Tuesdays is a wonderful time. I myself don't own a tabby cat. I do have a little tuxedo cat. You, however, Taryn, do have one, do you not?
No, I actually don't, but I am borrowing a tuxedo cat right now. So let's go with Tuxedo Tuesdays.
Okay, Tuxedo Tuesdays.
Tuxedo Tuesdays.
You know what? We'll just Tuxedo and Tabby Tuesdays because we're all inclusive here. If there's one thing I never want to do is leave anybody out of the mix.
So it's like a gay resort.
That's exactly what it's like. Everybody can come in and rub each other down.
It's all inclusive.
Everything's okay in the fog.
Have you actually ever known anyone to go to one of those hedonism deals?
I have not. I mean, outside of Bohemian Grove, I don't even know if they still exist.
Oh, good Bilderberger joke there.
Thank you. That's to bring in the Alex Jones crowd.
There you go. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's the idea is it's supposed to be a place where you can kind of be free sexually. So there's like nude beaches. There's beaches you can have sex on. There's resorts where, you know, you can basically have sex in the resort. And apparently,
is this gay sex or is this regular sex we're talking about?
I don't know. You know, it's kind of, I think, like the internet, where if it exists, there's a gay version of it somewhere.
Okay. Just making sure.
They're probably, I would think that's probably what's going on. But I honestly have never been, but I have seen clips and I've talked to people and someone I know, I don't know if I can say this. She'll probably kill me.
Say but it.
My mom went. My mom and her boyfriend went. I don't know exactly if they got into anything, but she came back with some pretty interesting pictures of guys walking around with piercings. What's that one called? The Prince Albert?
Oh,
she was all proud of this Prince Albert picture she got.
Why, your mom went to one of these swingers?
Yeah, well, years ago, she told me about it. Hedonism 2, somewhere in the Bahamas, and I don't, she doesn't strike me as a type to be freaky like that, but I think she just kind of wanted to go for the freak show factor.
Yeah, she probably went just to observe, just to kind of.
That's what I'm at least hoping.
It's the same reason why I go to swingers clubs. I go just to sit on the couch and watch what's happening around me.
And it's true. I have been to some crazy ass clubs that I've never participated in, but just wanted to see what was up. And, I don't know if I don't really know how I feel about that because I'm actually kind of shy about sexual stuff.
I am too, actually. A lot of people wouldn't believe that.
When I go to these things, I'm very uncomfortable. I'm not really like, hey, this is sexy. It's like, okay, I'm kind of creeped out. I don't want to go. You know, I'm that guy.
Now, I will say this. If you put enough booze in me, I'd probably be the guy going, hey, for you ladies, break out those big American breasts for I'd be dancing.
Yeah, they like that accent.
They love that.
Yeah.
True story, just real quick. I remember I was going to a strip club one time. It was my friend's birthday party. And there happened to be with us a guy from Croatia. He worked at the restaurant where my friend was then the general manager. And the guy from Croatia goes, oh, for go out to see ladies, may I come with you for the good time tonight? And we're like, well, sure, you can come along. He's like, well, for ladies, I must get redressed. And we're like, okay. So he goes to his apartment, and we go there to pick him up. He comes out wearing a leather vest over a purple mesh belly shirt, tight pleather pants, and pointy, like, fake crocodile shoes. And he's like, oh, for tonight, I'm ready to go crazy on ladies.
He sounds like that old Steve Martin skit.
Yes, wild and crazy guys.
Wild and crazy guys.
That's yeah. He was the living epitome. And once I saw this happen, Darren, I knew exactly where Steve Martin and Dan Aykroyd got the idea for that bit. They must have been hanging out with a Croatian guy named Zoo and took him out to strip club for lettuce. Because that was good time party for all.
Oh, man. I haven't been to a strip club in probably 15, 20 years because I'm – you know what it is? I'm just way too cheap to pay to see boobies.
Me too.
And that's terrible. I know these women have to make a living, but I'm just too cheap to do it. I'm not going to – like I'll go with a friend who spends their money and sit next to him, but I won't go like by myself. It's not going to happen.
I will say this. There was a strip club. And it still exists, and it's a really cool place. The building itself has a really nice history. Back in the 80s, it was a punk rock club that had everybody of the punk rock scene play there. It's in Lawrence, Kansas, and it's a bring-your-own-beer place. So for $15, you can go in, and you can watch the strippers, but you don't have to buy a dime on liquor or beer. You bring your own. So to me, that's a real savings. So we used to go there all the time, my friend and I. And for whatever reason, because I, like you, I'm not a big spender. I never, like, tricked anyone into thinking I was a big spender. I became really good friends with some of the dancers. One of them even brought her husband in to meet me, and he said, well, sure is nice to meet you. He said, she comes home all the time and talks about what a nice fellow you are, and I want to thank you for helping her with the parenting advice. Because I'd like...
Yeah. You were giving parenting advice to a stripper?
Yes.
Come on.
I seriously
How does that come up? It's like, oh, those are great areolas, but, you know, you should discipline your kid more. How do you segue into that?
I have no idea how these are the things that happened in my life, Darren. Well, I remember we were sitting at the table one night, and she said, well, I got the kids late to school again. And I said, oh, that's too bad. And she goes, are there any classes available on how to be a parent? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, since I work at a radio station, we have a community calendar that always has parenting classes on there. So I made copies of the community calendar on parenting classes, and I'd bring them to the strip club and give them to her.
Well, at least you did a good deed, I'm sure. Because I hate to say this, I'm probably going to get fan mail, but I've never met any stripper that wasn't crazy as bad. Like every stripper I've ever known has been just weird, straight up nutty.
Yeah, these girls were actually pretty nice. The last time I went wasn't too long ago, and I was sitting there, and they could tell that I just wasn't into it for the same reasons everybody else was. And this girl comes over, we start talking. She's got a degree in basically city management. And what she does is she lobbies on behalf of the strip clubs in Kansas. She goes to the Kansas legislature and lobbies before the lawmakers to try to keep the legislation down and to keep strip clubs up and happening. So, I mean, we're talking another very smart girl, you know, who's able to engage with the Kansas legislature. And it just impresses me every time I go to strip clubs how many smart girls I meet.
Well, let me ask you this, because – since we are a show vaguely about liberty, where do you stand on community standards?
Community standards, I have none. None whatsoever.
No, but I mean, like, do you think you should be able to create a community and keep strip clubs out?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. My gut instinct, my gut reaction to that is absolutely not. And I don't know why a community would want to do that. Now, I will say this. I can understand why they wouldn't necessarily want the strip club, you know, inside a residential neighborhood or want it right next to the church, although that could make for some interesting Sunday mornings. But I would not want to keep them out entirely. Absolutely not. Do I think it's the right of a community? I think it depends on who's making that decision. Where do you stand on that, Taryn?
I think it comes down to private property rights. If you want to make a private community, you should be able to make any crazy laws you want as long as everybody voluntarily agrees to live in that, like a HOA. But when you take it over to government-funded, tax-paying, quote, everybody owns a piece of property, you know, I think you should be able to do whatever you want in that, because that's not private property. It's government property. You know, they consider it like – I don't know how to explain that well, but some reason the city just assumes it owns you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you have to follow whatever dictates they come up with. even though you never agree to that voluntarily.
Like
you just
using
simply
their
set
trash
up a shop
can.
And they tell you what to do. There's no voluntary agreement at all. I think that is immoral, and I think you should be able to do whatever you want if that's the case and break those laws.
I agree with you completely. And even in the system that we have right now, I've seen such ridiculous laws being passed or attempted to be passed because of strip clubs. I know there was a community just about 40 miles away from where I'm at, and a guy wanted to open a strip club. But it was like four blocks from the high school, and all of these lunatics joined with the commission, the county commission, and saying, well, we can't do that because all the kids are going to be getting raped. What?
What?
I mean,
well, I'm curious. Do you think do you think the male strip clubs are worse than the female because of the sausage wagging?
I think that a bunch of horned up females are probably much more dangerous than horned up males.
Well,
yes.
How come the male clubs don't have strip poles?
That's a good question.
Is there some sort of working hazard that you can't use a pole?
I'm sure it's probably some sort of an OSHA regulation that we don't know about.
Because imagine the guys hanging upside down on that thing. Sliding up and down. I don't know. I don't think it's as sexy, probably.
It probably is not. I mean, especially depending on how long said dong might be. It might hit him in his own face. Well.
Now we're right on track with Liberty here.
Yeah, we are. This brings us to our first break of today's hour-long show. When we come back with the Liberty Cats, we're going to talk more about dongs and strip clubs. So if you're looking for a good time, tip us well, and we'll keep it rolling right here on this special edition of your Liberty Cats.
In a world where freedom is fun and everything you thought you knew is wrong, two unlikely voices rose up from the noise. From the minds that brought you Fajita Fun Time and Wheels Off Liberty comes the Liberty Cats. Darren P. Lupo and Brian Hagen are just in time to save us all.
And we are trying to save you from property rights violations. If you want to build a strip club in your own backyard on this very special Tuesday edition of the Liberty Cats, my name is Brian Hagen, along with my old stripping partner,
Darren B. Lupo, or Twizzla.
Twizzla, is that the name that you like to go by? I had forgotten that.
It's my strip name.
I forgot that. Yeah, the strippers, we were talking before we took the break about strip clubs I used to go to, and then we started talking about the property rights inherent and whether or not a community wishes to build a strip club within it. And I remember this one stripper, Vivian. She was just a beautiful gal, and she proved to me what I thought all along, that a good stripper is just a naked acrobat. Because this girl could climb the pole and like swing in the rafters and just do amazing stunts. And I thought, you know, really, I think the kids should be seeing this, because this is just better than a circus. At least no animals are getting abused.
Well, I actually think that they do have strip pole competitions where the girls are really clothed. Like, it's become some sort of sport now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you remember those when aerobics got big, they started doing these Miss Fitness competitions.
So
weren't like bodybuilders. They were like athletic women that would do a routine. And now they have strip pole competitions. And there's some pretty funny ones where there's some horrible, horrible strip club accidents.
Where the
poles come out of the walls and stuff.
Oh, I've seen some of those on that Ridiculousness show with Rob Dyrdek. He showed some of those recently on MTV. I don't know if you've ever seen that show, but if you want to see people hurting and injuring themselves, it's a laugh a minute.
Why do we enjoy that as a species so much? Because I love – all right, one of my favorite all-time shows, and they don't show it anymore. I had to actually go out and buy the disc. It's called Most Extreme Challenge.
Oh, I remember
you
that.
Guys, yeah, you remember back in about – right around the millennium it came through. Where what it was it was this Japanese game show called Toshibi's Castle or something. And they took this Japanese game show, bought it for absolutely no money, you know, and dubbed it. So everything was a dirty innuendo. And they played this thing. And all it was these poor Japanese people with like no safety equipment getting just destroyed and hurt on these obstacle courses. And they would offer them something like 1,000,000 yen if they could get through. And in 10 years, nobody ever got through to the end. Like, it was just a scam. It was so hard. You couldn't get through to the end. And these people were like, you know, I'll do anything for the money. I got to pay my mortgage. And so you have some like little old lady running down and they're shooting her in the head with volleyballs, you know, that are painted gold and these guys dressed as dragons. It was the greatest show ever. But man, people used to get so hurt in that show.
And you knew
and,
that.
And
no
all I
one
did
was
giggle. I felt so bad.
Well, I've always understood that, like, you know, according to sociology theorists or whatever, the first type of humor was slapstick humor. You know, the cavemen are sitting around the cave, and old Bobby the caveman would slip on some loose rocks and fall down, and they'd all laugh. And I think that's just instinctual in us. When people fall down, we're going to laugh at them. If they are dressed in dragon outfits getting ping pong balls to the gonads, we're going to laugh even harder.
Yeah, dressed as a whale, and there are people acting like they're whale hunters, riding a bicycle. We'll see if I can find a clip and put that up on Facebook if you've never seen the show. It's the most genius show ever.
Perfect.
But yeah, it was good stuff. But I'm sorry to I guess we need to get back to stripping. I'm sorry I got sidetracked.
Yes,
there.
We do need painful
stripping accidents and pole dancing.
We do need to get back to stripping, Taryn, because I'm not making any money these days. So I think it's the career choice that I'm going to head back in, because there is a lot of money to be had. But no, what I was going to say is I'm always so frustrated when someone wants to open a strip club, and all of a sudden these people just come out of the woodwork talking about child molestation, talking about sex with sheep, talking about child abduction. I don't understand where this comes from. I've been in enough strip clubs in my life to know that A, the guys there are not pedophiles. They're the furthest thing from that. B, they're not having any sort of sex with animals. C, it's probably good that they're in the strip club working off their frustrations. Therefore, they're not doing anything horrendous to adult age women out on the street. That would be my theory. What say you?
Well, I would like to think that all men who go to strip clubs aren't rapists that have to control themselves by watching sex. I think that simply you could just go to a club because you like boobs. You know, there doesn't have to be anything deeper than that. But the what I would say, though, is you're right about the community standards. Some reason it seems to bring out the worst case scenarios. It's much like the drug war, that somebody uses pot, all of a sudden they're supporting terrorists and they're you know, going to kill 50 million people with a bomb if they could. You know, it's like they take it to the most extreme, ridiculous thing. And I think that's done with strip clubs, too. It's always like, oh, you're going to get all the pedophiles and creepy guys. And if you've ever actually been to one, it's very controlled.
Oh,
there's
extremely.
I mean, you can't do anything in there.
I became very good friends with the bouncer, actually, at the one I used to go to. It's the outhouse in Lawrence, Kansas. Visit it if you can. They even have a free bus called the Booby Bus that runs through town to pick you up. Anyway, it's a great time, and he's no longer there, but he was a great guy. In fact, my friend and I, his girlfriend or fiance at the time, was a stripper, and she was pregnant, and we bought them, like, baby gifts and baby clothes and diapers and stuff, and just a great guy. And when he would have to, like, go bounce, like you said, these things are very controlled. The minute there was even, like, the thought that a fight might be breaking out, he was jumping into the crowd, and he'd throw me the microphone, and I'd have to do the whole, thank you, gentlemen, give a nice warm round of applause and tip.
You got to be the announcer.
I was the announcer at this strip club on numerous occasions.
Give us a 10-second taste of what that sounds like.
Gentlemen, give it on up. Thanks so much for coming down to the outhouse tonight. Coming up on the main stage, it's Ginger. On the backstage, it's Black Velvet. Make sure you tip them well. And here comes the music. Get dancing, ladies.
Yeah, that's it.
It was the song that was usually played was, oh, Pussy Control. Oh, it was always that Prince song.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah. It was the Prince song.
Well, I went to strip clubs down in the South where everything was always Sweet Home Alabama. You know, it was all these redneck songs that they were going for. And, you know, and the girl would come out in a little country outfit, a lasso or whatever. And,
little
you know,
Confederate flag bikini getting all risque.
I need some serious hygiene issues, though. What do you think they wash the poles with?
Oh, that's a good question. Being that I was in this place so much, I was usually in there after hours, and one guy would come out of the back, and he'd have a bucket, and it was just a soapy bucket that looked like it was like detergent soap. And
you don't think it was like the Clorox wipes? Or I was thinking it was probably some sort of penicillin-based thing.
No.
They just go in there with a big thing of penicillin and spray it everywhere.
They just give the girls those shots. That's what they do.
It might be cheaper to treat them instead of the pole.
Exactly. But yeah, it was always this big. I remember watching them. It was this big bucket of soapy water, and he'd just scrub down the pole. I spent a 4th of July at this strip club one year. My friend and I drove down like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the 4th of July. This is like 97, 98 maybe. And there's nobody in the club except for us, right? So we're hanging out in the club and we're just talking. We're drinking and we're having a good old time talking to the announcer guy and to the girls and everything. And then somebody showed up and said, guess what? We've got bottle rockets. So we all went out in the parking lot and shot off bottle rockets with all these naked strippers. It was the greatest memory of my life, Taryn Lupo.
That's excellent. I'll tell you my last club encounter. And we're talking probably 97, 98 was the last time I went to one. And we were going for Halloween. And of course, we're all broke chiropractic students. So there's like six or seven of us in there going. And we even brought a Muslim kid with us because he wouldn't drink, so he would drive. But some reason, looking at boobies was fine. So I didn't quite ask his logic behind it, but we brought up one of our Muslim students. And he was in shock the entire time. He just sat there and stared. Anyway, so one of my friends who I shall rename nameless, but it's infamous, gets so drunk. And he runs out of money, and he's sitting there talking to these strippers, and he's trying to talk this stripper into doing a move. And she does it and then expects a tip, and all he has is a handful of candy he got for Halloween. So he tips her with candy corns. He's like, here. He's holding out these candy corns. And the girl's face just got disgusted, and she slapped the candy corns out of his hand, called the bouncer, and then the bouncer dragged him out and made him wait outside. And when we got out, we were like, where's our friend? He's like, I had to drag the little guy outside. He kept trying to tip all the strippers in candy. And so that night, we nicknamed him the Candy Man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Candy Man. And that was my big last experience. And now, I know it's terrible because these poor women got to support you, but you got to imagine someone going in and tipping a candy corn.
That's excellent. Well, we've learned so far on this episode of the Liberty Cats, you do not tip strippers with Liberty or with candy corn. They do not like it. We got more to talk about, like a haunted sex blocking, I guess I should say, piece of furniture. We'll tell you about that coming up on the other side of things. We're the Liberty Cats. Hang out with us in the Cat Box.
Hi, this is Taryn Lupo from Liberty Cats. I've been buying gold and silver for over 20 years. I've made some good buys and I've made some poor buys. Most of the time, the prices and markups were too high from the companies I found. Other times, I was tricked into buying fake gold and silver. There's a large learning curve to becoming a good buyer when you're trying to figure it out all on your own. The good news is I finally found someone I trust who is affordable and private. For the last few years, I've only purchased my precious metals from Roberts & Roberts. They make it easy, fast, and discreet. Everything I've ever purchased has been excellent quality at an excellent price. I publicly vouch for the folks at Roberts & Roberts that they'll give you a square deal. Right now, prices on silver are ridiculously low, and it's a great time to buy. Check out Roberts & Roberts.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grand Wizards of Funk, the Liberty Cats. These hip caps know how to drop such a furry and funk-tastic rhythm, you'll be solid all night long. You jive hustlers, go get your boots on, flip your grip, and be swelligant to each other. Now, here's the bucket from Nantucket, Brian Hagen, and the Lothario from Ontario, Taryn P. Lupo.
That's right. We are the Liberty Cats on your daily Paul Radio on this Tuesday edition. Definitely the most Liberty-driven edition of the Liberty Cats that we've done so far.
It is art hitting.
It really is, isn't it, Taryn? I think what's going to happen is you're going to have people like Alex Jones, Glenn Beck. They're going to be taking clips and snippets from this show and playing them back on their show and wishing to God that they had got to these ideas first.
You know, they always rip our stuff off.
Always. I was reading some of Paul Joseph Watson's articles the other day, and it was like, cats are stress relief. NSA is bad. And I was like, we just said that the other day in those exact terms. Cats are stress relief. NSA bad. It was exactly like that, word for word. It was a quote.
I know. Those guys do rip each other off. Actually, I really think that happens a lot, though.
Oh, yeah.
Either Well, I know the AP used to put out in talking points, and the Republican Party used to actually shoot out. Like, you could listen to Sean Hannity and Rush and whatever Jacko Republican shows, and they would always be talking about the same things. Like, I was like, man, I could have swore I just heard this same topic. So I really do think they rip each other off by about a day.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. And then you've got Fox News that they're stuck on. The only memo they've received for the past 3 months is Obamacare. That's the only memo that they've received. Oh, and then that plane crashed. That was the only thing that they've received over there is Obamacare and then plane crash or disappeared.
Well, you work at a radio station. Do you guys get like a AP dispatch sent to you?
We do. Yeah, we sure do. And so, yeah, it's basically the same stories that are making their way through the news cycle that day are basically the ones that they grab onto and start, you know, hammering down on is kind of what happens. And why it's like that, it's not some sort of control or anything. It's just that's what the AP decided to cover that day. That's what their lazy little staffers decided to type up and put on the wire.
I bet if you were one of the AP staffers, you could really make a lot of money controlling some stuff.
Well, I bet you probably could.
You know, be like, oh, I need this product promoted. Oh, well, let me make a story up. You know,
well,
everybody's talking about your book or product.
See, that happened here a couple of weeks ago when all of a sudden Taco Bell's breakfast items became a hot topic on the Associated Press. Not only was it on the newswire, but it was also on the audio feed that we play on our radio station. And I'm going, how in the hell is this news? I mean, granted, I was very happy to hear that Taco Bell was having a breakfast selection. So,
hey, man, at least that's better than some stuff, you know? I don't want to hear about singers and Britney Spears or whatever the hell. Whoever's popular now.
Well, that's true.
Tacos.
Yeah, I want to hear about the waffle taco. That's huge, hard-hitting news. But that is what's surprising to me. Like, you know, our audio feed on the radio station is 2 minutes of the Associated Press. And say, who was it recently? Jean Stapleton last year when she died. The entire 2-minute newscast was devoted to Jean Stapleton, and they played clips from All in the Family. And I'm going, how is this the news of the day? I mean, to me, that was a quick drop, and Jean Stapleton has died. She was 89. You know, that's it.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't really have that big of a problem with that over some of the news. I did really like her.
Yeah, no, okay, this is a good point. That's fair enough.
Here you do an impression.
Oh, Archie.
Archie.
Oh, Archie. Don't be so mean to your son-in-law, that meathead.
Meathead. We're going the same place. Oh, on a side note, talking about meatheads, didn't you have something you wanted to play?
I did, as a matter of fact, because Taryn, that's exactly right. We did have a little meathead give us a phone call, because here in the past week, we at the Liberty Cats have set up a new phone number. It is 913-674-9439. Again, 913-674-9439. Of course, that's going to be long distance for many of you, except there is no such thing as long distance now that we have cell phones. So call 913-674-9439. It's not a live, you're not going to get through to us live because we censor you like that. But what it is it's a place where you can leave a voicemail or a comment. And if you're so lucky, and we deem you to be so lucky, we might play it back for you on the air. And it goes something like this. Here's our first message that we received, Taryn. Are you ready?
I'm ready and excited.
Okay, here we go.
The Liberty Cats are like a ripoff of the Corey Moore Show. Don't listen to that bullshit anymore. Tune in to the Corey Moore Show every Friday night at 10 to midnight at CoreyMooreShow.com/live. The Liberty Cats are bullshit.
Wow.
Wow, who knew he had such a mouth on him?
My goodness, Corey Moore is a potty mouth.
Wow. So I get what people are going to do. They're going to call in with their own products and whatever they want to promote. Instead of buying advertising, you guys are just going to be like, I want to talk about my lemonade I'm making.
Well,
and we'll be dumb enough to play it if you make it funny enough.
Well, that's the thing. If it's funny enough and you have enough cuss words in it, we'll play it back.
For sure. And I will promise that any sort of drunken jokes you want to call in or drunken tirades, top of the list. We'll move you right up that line to play.
And we don't care what the topic is. It doesn't have to be liberty.
That's right.
Tell us.
You want to talk about how someone got your order wrong at Taco Bell? We're willing to hear it.
Oh, man, that's exactly the kind of stuff I would like to hear.
I would love just one in the morning calls.
Yeah, I want to get that. Or talk dirty to us. We don't care. Those could come in handy sometimes.
Yeah.
Speaking of handy. But that Corey Moore, I'll tell you what. And the thing is, Taryn, the reason why I played that back for you is because I'm on the Corey Moore Show every Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Therefore, I'm really just promoting myself, you know?
I was going to say, you guys got to buy some advertising and talk like that.
Hey,
contact me. What's up?
We'll let you be on there again. You've been on the Corey Moore Show a couple of times.
Yeah, I enjoyed Corey Moore's. For you guys that don't know what that show is, it's kind of like a libertarian McLaughlin group.
Yeah, with a bunch of drunks.
And if you guys don't know what the McLaughlin group is, because I forget that some of the people listening are like 19.
Yeah.
It was a show where this crotchety old man had guests, and he would always pick like, you know, two of the three of the prominent pundits that are Republican. And I don't know if he even let a Democrat on. I think he did. And then he would cut them off in mid-conversation and give his own opinion. Like, super, super rude. He'd just be like, all right, Brian, you be McLaughlin. You ready?
Our next topic.
Lead in.
our topic of the day is going to be our foreign policy. And I turn to you, Pat Buchanan. What say you?
Well, I think of what's going on in the
Ukraine. What's going on is absolutely right in the Ukraine. And I have 20 minutes to tell you why.
Right, he'd have guests on there for no apparent point. He would just cut them off and be like, wrong.
Saturday Night Live used to do the best version of the McLaughlin group back in the 80s. And I can't remember. It was always Pat Buchanan. And I can't remember who played whom. But, Dana Carvey was McLaughlin, wasn't he?
I think you're right. Because you are wrong.
Because he had the great one where he goes, wrongy-dongy ding-dong.
I can't believe you remember that. That's
I really. And Phil Hartman was Pat Buchanan. That's right. He's like Pat Buchanan. And he's like, well, I think wrongy doggy ding dong.
So Corey Moore's pretty much like that. You get on his show and he just cuts you off in mid sentence,
right?
And then tells you how wrong you are.
Yeah, when I'm on the show, it goes a little something like this. Corey's talking, going, well, this was in the news, blah blah blah. Brian, what do you think? And I go, well, Corey, I think wrongy doggy ding dong. And then he goes right into what he has to say about it.
And let me tell you for the next 10 minutes why you're wrong.
Exactly. And by the time I'm done doing that show on Friday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern time, I'm crying. I'm in tears. I feel like a battered and abused wife is how I feel, Taryn, now that the truth comes out. I mean, you heard what he had to say. You heard that potty mouth.
Liberty cats are like a ripoff of the Corey Moore Show. Don't listen to that bullshit anymore. Tune in to the Corey Moore Show every Friday night at 10 to midnight at CoreyMooreShow.com/live. The Liberty Cats are bullshit.
I mean, he had to keep saying it. He had to keep cussing. Yeah. That's what he does to me, man. It's sad.
I'm really surprised he didn't end that whole segment with a vaporizer ad about vaping.
What you vaping on? You know, we don't do that as much these days.
Did the vaporizing sponsor leave?
Dave over there at E-Vapor8. And let me tell you something. It's a work in progress for this guy. He's developing his store and everything. And I'd like to get him as a sponsor on this show because I'll be honest with you, Taryn, as a vapor guy myself, his is the absolute best. And I'm not just saying that. I mean that. I've never had anything this good. When he said that it was like apple pie, cheesecake, whatever, it really tasted like that when I would suck it into my lungs.
All right. And for our listeners that don't know what we're talking about, if you're familiar with their electronic cigarettes, you'll see people walking around with these little sticks that glow. And they put different flavors in them. And now there's like these connoisseurs of flavors who they actually get on and have a weekly talk show about different flavors and what's new in the vaping world. So apparently there's a lot to it.
There is a lot to it. And I myself have been doing it now for close to 6 months, I think. Don't do those nasty cigarettes anymore. But, of course, at the same time, the FDA and the American Medical Association and the American Cancer Society and Big Pharma are all colluding together after years of saying why we need to quit smoking and by relegating smokers as second-class citizens. Now, when we're trying our damnedest to quit smoking, this isn't good enough for them, Taryn. Now they're trying to put the kibosh on us finding an alternative to smoking.
Yeah. And what's crazy is I think I can count on my hand five different lifelong cigarette smokers that quit and now exclusively do e-cigs. I think they're one of the best things I've ever seen to get rid of smoke, especially I can't stand smoke. Mm-hmm. But e-cigs don't bug me at all, man. So I'm a big fan as far as people trying to quit with them. And it amazes me what their arguments are, because it's what, like steam, it's water coming out of this thing. There's nothing toxic about it. And this war against e-cigs blows me away, that they're just like, oh, it's, you know, they'll make it illegal in a bar. And you're like, you know, this dude's blowing water.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing. And their whole argument is, oh, well, it looks like a cigarette.
Right. That's the entire thing.
That's it.
Now,
they're trying to make it illegal because it looks like it. That's it.
I understand why, you know, a guy blowing some things in a bar should have the kibosh put on it. But when it comes to sometimes, occasionally on a great once in a while, a little bit of an aroma will come out, but it's a good aroma. It's like my coworker. I sit in a very confined office with him every day. He asks me to use it more because he loves the smell. He tells me it smells like someone's baking cookies or someone's baking cupcakes. It's not like an offensive. It's not like it's not like a cigar sort of smell. It's like cookies or cupcakes or lemon drops.
And I really believe that because someone had asked once, if they could smoke in the car. And I was like, oh, man, no way. And they're like, no, just let me try it. And the car smelled better when I finished than when we got in. It smelled like vanilla. And I was like, this is nice. Go ahead and smoke all you want.
I've got a friend of mine who said that. He's like, whoa, I don't have to take the car in for the detailing and the little splash of spray when you're in here. He's like, you make it smell really good. Yet these jackholes at the top, and you know what it all is, Taryn. I mean, it's very obvious to me. It's Big Pharma not wanting to lose control of their already dangerous and deadly smoking cessation tools, such as that. What is it, Avantix or whatever? Advantag? I don't know what you call it. You know what I call it? I call it let's do this so I'll walk into a school and shoot up some kids because I've gone crazy because of the Big Pharma drug when all I had to have was my e-cigarette and there never would have been a problem in the first place.
It blows me away. It's completely political. It makes the science behind it makes absolutely no sense why they're attacking these things. And it just, to me, is follow the money. It's probably the companies that make drugs to get you off cigarettes when you don't need them anymore and you can just use these things. I mean, they're very successful. If you guys are smokers and you haven't tried one to quit, you're crazy.
Yeah,
you're like $30, go buy one.
Exactly. I mean, the one that I've got, the entire kit cost me $25. The nice thing is when you buy the refills, if you buy the liquid variety, which I really, really encourage, I'm down to, like, my smoking habit was about $5 a day, easily. I'm down to like 75 cents to a dollar a day. I mean, even the poorest of the poor can afford this habit when all is said and done. And that's the beauty of it. I don't smell anymore. It's amazing, Taryn. The other day I was in a store and a guy walked up next to me and apparently a smoker. And that aroma just about blew my brains out. It was so strong and harsh. And I thought, good Lord, man, I used to smell like that.
Yeah, and it's really tough if you've ever been in a smoker's house. And it was really hard because one of my friends put me up. I was traveling and was like, yeah, come stay at my house. And I stayed there and I got so sick because they smoke in the house. Like, it was on all the furniture. It was on everything. And you don't realize it when you live in that. But man, when you don't, it's brutal to be in. I really got very, very sick just breathing it in all night from the furniture.
And it's just amazing to me because I had picked up the nasty habit of smoking in my apartment. I'd always promised myself I wouldn't do that. And then it was a cold winter night, and I smoked one, then two, then before long, you know, it was like just a regular everyday occurrence. And it blew my mind just how long it took to get that smell out once I started using vaporizers instead of cigarettes. I don't cough anymore. I have sleep apnea. That won't go away on its own, but I do breathe a lot better than I used to. It's just amazing to me how one small lifestyle change like that can really change everything in your life and in the way of your quality of existence.
Yeah, that blows me away, man. I'm just always stunned by, because you always hear people trying to quit and they never do. You know, they quit for 2 or 3 months, but I can point at least five people I know that have been off it for 2 years. And that's huge.
That is huge.
So, of course, they have to make anything that works illegal.
Of course. I mean, that's just what they do.
That's government. Yay. Make it illegal.
That has been our ongoing theme of this show. We started out with strip clubs, and then we moved into e-cigarettes. And at the end of the day, the government wants to make both of them illegal.
I guess it's the vice thing. You know, it's easiest to attack the vices because less people care. You know, you can pretty much raise taxes on cigarettes, alcohol, all you want. No one's going to scream.
Well, and it's all because of Jesus. I mean, it's really easy.
Jesus doesn't like them, yeah.
Yeah, apparently, even though Jesus never said a damn word about any of it.
He drank a lot of wine.
He loved wine. Mary Magdalene, for all intents and purposes, was a stripper. We know she was a hooker. She probably did both. A lot of them do.
That's right. Send your email to Allison Bricker.
Yeah, she made us say that. Allison, show's coming up next. We're going to put the wraps on this little show in just a mere matter of minutes, so don't you go anywhere. It's your Liberty Cats on this Tuesday on Daily Paul Radio. Hang on.
Buffy, darling, put down your crumpets and listen to these clever chaps. They made me chuckle so hard my monocle fell off. It would be a capital idea if you tuned in to the Liberty Cats every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6 p.m. on Daily Paul Radio. They're our kind of people, darling. Now, excuse me, darling. I have to go roll around in all my money naked.
That's funny. I'm naked right now. My name is Brian Hagan, along with
Taryn P. Lupo, and also pantsless.
Good. I like that. It frees you up. Your mind can focus better when you're not wearing pants. That's a scientific fact. Look it up. It'll just redirect to my Facebook page because I'm the only one who said that. Hey, I want to really apologize on this edition of the Liberty Cats. We had mentioned that we were going to be talking about a rooster blocking piece of home furniture that's up for sale, but my little mind went off on a rant and we never got to that topic. Taryn, I'm terrible about that.
We will talk about the haunted piece of furniture next show. You'll have to tune in. Until then, I guess you're just going to have to deal with Allison's show, which is coming up next.
And Allison Bricker, remember, is the brains behind this operation. Everything we talk about is completely scripted by Allison. Not one thought on this show is the thought of Brian Hagan or Taryn Lupo. Allison Bricker has put out little bullet points for us to talk about. Isn't that true?
She has a little shock machine. She rigged up a taser, and we don't say what she wants. Zap! All the time.
Whenever we try to talk about anything of substance or importance, all of a sudden that little zap goes off. Yeah,
there it goes. Ow, stop
ow,
talking about it.
Ow, ow.
Well, Al, stop. Allison, stop.
Okay. Here, I've got the talking points in front of me. Well, we've had a great time on this edition of the Liberty Cats. We do it every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on Daily Paul Radio. Daily Paul Radio truly is your one source for all topics liberty. We have a wide variety of great hosts on here. Everyone from Dr. Tom Woods to Daryl W. Perry. So make it your one-stop shop for radio listening, the Daily Paul Radio Network. Did I do good, Allison? Yeah, she's nodding. Yeah,
okay.
she's happy.
Didn't shock you.
Nope.
All right, good. Thank you, Allison. And you'll be staying on for her show. And also, any mail that you don't like what we're saying, please address that to Allison Bricker.
Yeah, please do. Oh, and you can call Allison, 913-674-9439. 913-674-9439. Hey, we're your Liberty Cats. We'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you join us then for another great show on the Scratching Post of Liberty.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
I'm in heat. Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah.
You're listening to Daily Paul Radio. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. WGRR Digital.